This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget. Of this Hour One Nugget special, I believe it's in two parts. I'm still not sure yet. This is Hebrews, the 12th chapter, and verses 1 and 2. And on yesterday's broadcast, we looked at this in part one, and we realized there are so many people looking at us to determine whether there's fruit in who we are and who we say we are. And we looked off, stripping off all the weight that slows us down. That's what we looked at yesterday. Well, we continue into this piece of scripture. Let's read it from the top and see what it says. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down. On yesterday's program, we saw that perhaps that was not showing love to the ones that we needed to show love to, because we were commanded by Almighty God that we are called to love like He loved us. We are commanded. It's not something that we can do because we feel like it. It's something we do because we are commanded to do it. Let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially, says the writer to the Hebrews, the sin that so easily trips us up. Wow. I want you to spend a few moments right now thinking about a sin in your life that trips you up. Something that you do a lot. Something that you do many, many times, and you ask the Lord for forgiveness, and yet you find yourself doing it again. Think about it. I've thought about three or four things that I do wrong. Right now, whilst I've been bringing you this word, I've thought of three or four. You know, the writer to the Hebrews is being very specific here. And the writer is telling you very clearly that there is a sin that is tripping you up because of the word especially. Now, I don't know if you've got that in your Bible. In my Bible, in the New Living Translation, it says the word especially. It's a word that needs to be underlined. Because as we look at the things that are weighing us down when we're trying to run this race, especially the sin that so easily trips us up, as Hebrews says, it goes straight on. And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. Let us run with endurance. And what do I see there? I see a race that we have to run. We have to run with all our hearts and minds. We have to put everything into this marathon run that we are running. And then comes the word, with endurance. The writer doesn't say, let us run the race God has set before us. No. I don't see that at all. What I see is, let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. It takes a lot of endurance when you're running a marathon. Oh my word. Don't look at me, I'm not a professional in this. I've never run a marathon in my life. But I can remember I used to do cross-country running at school, and I hated it with a passion. It was the one thing in school that I couldn't stand doing that I had to do. I had no choice. And so, after years of running these marathons, as I used to think they were, a couple of times, I got really fed up and I thought, I know what I'll do. I'll catch the bus at the bottom of the road. So I went across the fields, ran across the fields, and I used to catch the bus. Well, I did twice. And both times, I was found out because I was back at school 20 minutes before the fastest runner in the school. Ridiculous. I know, ridiculous. And I was cheating. Ridiculous. Yes, it was. But we can't do that. We can't take the shortcut. We can't jump on the bus as the other runners run past us. We can't jump on the bus so that we can go fast. We don't jump on the bus so that we can actually not run the whole race. We can miss a lot of it out because it's just too hard. No, 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 no. What we're called to do is to run that race with what? With endurance. The race God has set before us. We're taking off all of this stuff that weighs us down, especially that thing that pulls you down every single time, because running with that around your neck is too difficult. You become too heavy and too lethargic, and you can't do it anymore. I'm told that if you exercise regularly, then you look forward to exercising. I've never really got into exercising, so I wouldn't know. I wish I had the wherewithal to say, now I'm going to start exercising. I really do. But in my head, I keep thinking, I won't like this. In fact, I'll hate this. And that's what I tell myself. And as I tell myself that more and more and more, the more and more and more I believe it. Is it the same running this race that we are running right now? Do I look at the word endurance and think, nah, it's too tough? The word endurance there, it's too tough for me. I can't do that. How am I going to run this race? Because the writer is telling me I've got to do it with endurance. So I've got to endure something. Something is happening that I have got to suffer. I've got to look at this word endurance and think, oh my word, no. This is too difficult for me. I don't know how I'm going to do this. I don't know how I can manage this. Fear not. For the writer to the Hebrews in the 12th chapter and in the second verse gives us the answer. How do we do it, Lord? We do it by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. He starts it off. He begins the whole trip, the whole thing. He begins the beginning of the race. It's him that starts it. He starts us off and he initiates how we're going to run this race. And what does he do? He perfects our faith en route. Why would he do that? Because he loves us, beloved. He loves us with an unfailing love. Because of the joy, says the word, awaiting him. He endured the cross. There's some endurance right there. He endured the cross. As he ran his race, His endurance came in the form of the cross, disregarding its shame. And now he is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. He doesn't need to run any longer. He's done it. He's managed it. He's the champion who has started us off. He's the champion who's initiated our race. And he initiates and perfects our faith as we run this race. Are you getting this word today? In essence, what am I saying to you? This is what I'm saying. We can suffer with endurance as we run this race because of our Lord Jesus Christ and because of his initiation into our race and because he perfects our faith as we run, as we seek to do his will. And the way we do that, and the way that we pass by this endurance that we have to suffer. You know, if you do a marathon, I'm told, you go to the wall, you get as far as the wall, about the 19th mile, you hit the wall. And it's so difficult after that, but if you can get over the wall, you will make the race. In actual fact, I saw someone yesterday, they were showing something on TV about a guy some years ago who was running and he could hardly make it. He had another 200 yards to go and he couldn't make it. And he was going all over the place and you could see he was lightheaded. But what happened? Two people came alongside him who were also running that race. And they put their arms around him and helped him over the finish line, so that he could finish that race. I believe when we get to the wall, when we are suffering with this endurance, I believe the Lord comes alongside us and helps us through it. I know he does. I know he does. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up, and let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and now he is seated in a place of honor beside God's throne. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your word. We give you the honor and the glory and the power that is due your holy name. And we say, Lord, we keep our eyes fixed upon you. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen.